making our way, the only way we know how, all the way live from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey,
to push the button.
You're a button pusher, man. Old school button pusher. Way to go with that.
Thanks.
Nice to see you this morning, guy.
Hey,
it is live.
You're live.
Is Friday. It's a beautiful day out here. Check that out.
Yeah.
Do you see
I'm squinting
ice?
My eyes.
Do you see any ice in the trees? You do not. You see any snow in that parking lot? Just a little bit. Just a little
catch
bit,
up.
Buddy.
It's dirt, gravel, or snow.
All of the above. It is spring in Wisconsin, but it's nice to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got baseball. Baseball started up.
Yay,
underway.
Baseball.
Yay, baseball, buddy. Yeah. No. It's a good sports weekend, as always. We talked last week, last Friday.
We were live last Friday, too, man.
Yeah, it's been a week. It's been a full, unfettered week hanging out.
Unfettered. Looking in the dictionary before you come
It's
in?
A word of the day thing. You know, I prep a little bit. I don't write a lot of notes for the show, but I write down the biggest words I know and try to fit them in. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. It's what we do. It's research. The Brewers are 5-1. Let me just get excited about that.
Okay.
Just for a moment. Just
all
soak
right.
that in. Okay, that
it's
was
a long season.
It is an incredibly long season. We are 6 games into 162. I was trying to do math and percentages on what that is. Not a very high percentage of the season.
Yeah.
But last year, I'm sure you remember, the Brewers started out just getting stomped on by the Yankees in their opening series. That was the series that the Yankees broke out the torpedo bats. That was the game the Yankees won 20-3, I think, in the opener.
Sure.
The Brewers gave up 60 runs in three games, something like that.
Okay.
It was really super underwhelming. The Brewers ended up going on to win, 95 games last year. So it's
because when last year, the beginning of the year was the pitching dilemma, and your bullpen was kind of depleted because there were injuries.
Yes, yeah, the Brewers were rolling into the season last year without Brandon Woodruff. They were rolling into the season undermanned on their starting rotation, but as the Brewers always do, they found a way. And this year, they're still finding a way. They are, 5-1. I believe the Dodgers are 6-0. Or maybe somewhere in that neighborhood.
4-2.
4-2. So the Brewers have the...
You know who has a better record, the best record beside the Brewers?
Please tell me it's the Minnesota Twins. It's not, is it?
In the National League.
In the National League. Who it is?
Marlins.
Miami Marlins, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That was... the Miami Marlins are kind of a forgotten franchise. They've won 2 World Series in my lifetime. But they're kind of a franchise that... they don't have big players, big names. They don't spend a lot of money. So they've been pretty bad the last...
And they're tied actually with the Braves, who are 5-2.
Decade and change. Okay, and like you said, early in the season, but I'm guessing if you're a Miami Marlins fan, all 10 of you, that you're really, really excited for the season starting out,
yeah,
right?
My Twins aren't even close.
I was going to ask. We're going to put some time in there so you can tell me how your Twins are doing.
I don't know.
They are not 5-1.
No.
They are not the best team in baseball.
No.
The Brewers, up until maybe yesterday, were leading the league in run differential.
No.
Had the most stolen bases in the league. Had a really high amount of home runs. Their offense, which was kind of considered the... They scored a lot of runs last year, but you weren't really sure how.
Sure.
It was random stolen bases and really clutch hitting and... working the count and getting on base. The Brewers are leading the league in stolen bases, on base percentage. Their starting pitching's been phenomenal. Okay. Granted, we're 6 games in, so you've only had 6 starts. Jacob Mizorowski, who was last year rookie phenom, made the All-Star game, appeared in a really cool YouTube video earlier in the year, throwing a baseball off of a guy or hitting an apple off of a guy's head. Jacob Mizorowski throws 104. He's 23 years old. He's 6'7". And he's a Brewer. And he's going to be a Brewer for a really long time. He had, I want to say it was like 16 strikeouts in his first 2 starts. He had 11 strikeouts as the opening day starter his opening day start. He pitched 5 innings, had 11 strikeouts, gave up a walk-off or a leadoff home run, and still had himself an incredibly good game. pitched the other day. Yeah, he looks amazing. Man, it every couple of years as a Brewers fan, you get excited about some pitcher. Like somebody that they've developed and brought up. First one for me was Ben Sheets. Ben Sheets was a first-round pick. Ben Sheets was the best pitcher for a franchise that was losing 100 games all the time. After that came Freddy Peralta. Freddy Peralta just kind of came out of nowhere and you know, developed by the Brewers as a young guy, came up and was their stud. Corbin Burnes was that guy. Brandon Woodruff was that guy. And now they've got Jacob Mizorowski. Jacob Mizorowski is, man, it's fun to watch. And if you get a chance, he'll be pitching sometime this week. He's all arms and legs. He's 6'7", and he throws as hard as I've ever seen anybody throw baseball. It's super fun to watch. So he's really hot. Jake Bowers, who is their starting first baseman because Andrew Vaughn is injured. Jake Bowers has himself a couple of home runs early in the season. He's getting on base like crazy. That is one of those guys that if he can step up and become a average to above average hitter, man, their ceiling is as high as any team in baseball. They really, for the unknown players on their team, for a guy like Joey Ortiz, who last year hit 217 or 209, terrible.
Sure.
He's gotten his, you know, he's, again, very, very, very early in the year. Six games out of 162. But Joey Ortiz never got over 220 all year last year, and he's consistently hitting the ball. He played for Mexico in the World Baseball Classic. There's a lot of pressure in the organization because the Brewers have the best minor league system in baseball. Most of their best players are middle infielders, second base, shortstop, third base, just like Joey Ortiz. So there's a little bit of pressure on Joey Ortiz this year to have himself a year worth getting into. And he's so far so good. Same thing, Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich is the highest paid player on the Brewers. Former MVP candidate, you know, top notch, top end guy. He's been hurt consistently over the last couple of years. He played pretty well last year, and this year he's starting out just as well. I'd love to see a nice 120, 130 games out of him. Oh, you know, it's a long season, man. So if you can, for a lot of these guys, 162 is not feasible. Sure. There aren't. It's not football where there's an Ironman streak. Cal Ripken's streak that he set, which was thousands of games in a row, is nearly impossible anymore in baseball. They just don't do it. But they're looking great.
Okay, good for you.
Good for the Brewers. All right, good for us collectively and me personally. Yeah, it's because I
don't get the reaction like I say. What about Doc Rivers?
You can't
see
why, man.
Well, it was a point of reference.
I don't like that. I don't like when we talk about any of the things I don't like. No, man, I actually had the misfortune of catching a Bucks game again on TV because they're on TV occasionally, and boy, they really got blown out. Thanks, by the way, for helping me think about Doc Rivers again. That was great.
I do what I can here.
You are very, very helpful in that.
It makes up for all the times you said Christian Ponder.
And Mike Tice. Yeah, think about those two teaming up. That was a great season, wasn't it? That was. I'm glad we're live. This is a very good use of our.
Turn your mic off and just talk about food.
No, it's on. I think we'd rather at a certain point. I think we'd rather talk about food than the worst teams in our favorite franchise's history. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about food?
What do you got?
I have every year. I compile a list. I work in restaurants, have a very long time, really love food. Big, greasy piles.
Doesn't mean you're good at it, though.
It doesn't mean I'm good at it. It means I like it. It means, you know, it's a thing where I appreciate fine dining. I appreciate high-end food. I really, really do. I appreciate the time that it takes. I appreciate the technique. I know how difficult those foods are.
Sure.
That being said, if you've gone to a baseball game,
which I haven't in 20 years.
Well, when I give you this list, 25. This is the top, this is 15 of the biggest and best new foods in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Now, when you go to a baseball game, popcorn, hot dog, maybe get yourself a soda, you know, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, something like that. Well,
nope, not anymore.
Not even close anymore. You have the opportunity if you go to, oh boy, I'm just going to start listing some of these. Okay. And you're a food guy too, so you tell me how you live with this.
Okay.
Brisket Donuts, available at Daikon Park in Houston.
It sounds about right, though, for a Texas.
Sure. Yep.
I mean, I like a good brisket.
You do, and that's exactly it. You love a good smoker. It's a big old delicious donut slathered with barbecue sauce, topped with macaroni and cheese.
Ew,
it got real heavy real quick, right? Yeah, not your style. Let's try a little bit lighter, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a touch. The 999 challenge. This is
nine sodas, nine hot dogs.
You're close. You are nine hot dogs, nine beers over nine innings of baseball.
So I was close.
I've
heard it. Yeah.
It's nine beers in a flight, nine hot dogs. I don't know where that box is located. I don't know where you're sitting that on your lap.
Right.
Sitting with nine beers on your lap and nine hot dogs.
Just continually having to order them, I guess.
You know, it saves having to stand up, I guess. But we've got...
I'm not a beer drinker, so it doesn't appeal.
Yeah, you know, me either. Oh, man, how about this? The Glizilla and Pizza Donut. Yeah, I just said Glizilla because it's a two-foot-long hot dog from Colorado. How does that work? Does that do anything for you? You're not a hot dog guy?
I like hot dogs.
Yeah? Huh?
Just not when they're 2 feet long.
It's topped with macaroni and cheese, hot peppers.
Yeah, see, why does everything have mac and cheese on it?
Well, I love macaroni and cheese.
So do I, but I don't know.
How about Pizza Donut? How does that live in your world?
It's a
donut with cheese encrusted, topped with marinara, pepperoni, and a drizzle of pesto. Does that live in?
That seems like that ruins a really good donut.
Yep, that's taking two things that I like and making me like neither of them.
No,
we've got lobster poutine.
Yes,
you would get there 100%. Yep,
seafood and fries.
We're going to Boston.
Cheese sauce or gravy?
That is both. It's clam chowder. They're using clam chowder in place of cheese or in place of gravy on your poutine. Yeah, buddy.
Maybe not.
All right. I
never thought clam chowder and fries would be a great combination.
You know, it's soup and potato. I can get there. I can understand. It's the Schwarzbaum. Kyle Schwarber plays for the Philadelphia
Phillies.
Phillies. Thank you.
Yep.
How about funnel cake, Uncrustable, strawberry sauce, and cocoa pebbles, topped with whipped cream.
So far, I'm going into a diabetic coma.
Yes. Here's the one that was. This is the topper for you. This is the outrageous thing that I have seen. This is a take me out to the ball game shake.
Don't say fries.
We're getting there.
Oh, God.
We're going salted caramel shake loaded with whipped cream, peanut butter sandwich cookies, Kit Kats, Cracker Jacks, whipped cream, and French fries.
Ugh.
Yeah. It tells me.
I just can't understand why this nation's got an overweight problem.
It's amazing
to me, man.
Like,
why?
I love sports my whole life. I've loved food my whole life.
You know what's funny about that?
And I come across lists like that. What's funny?
There's not one healthy option in that list.
No.
Like, you'd think, like, a chia quinoa shake.
They exist. If you go to these ballparks, can find specialty places, especially in, we'll say, a little more fancy big city, Milwaukee and Minneapolis less so, but in places like Seattle and Los Angeles, there are really healthy-ish options.
Sure.
But it's amazing to me that my love of sport and food go as far away from each other. When I hear s'mores quesadilla, I can't do it. I want to sit down.
Is there macaroni and cheese in that, too?
There is not on the s'mores quesadilla, unfortunately.
Well, it's winning a little bit, though.
Nope. Brisket macaroni and cheese is... So as a food guy,
the brisket donut, and right before you said macaroni and cheese and barbecue sauce, I was like, not too bad.
Just scooping up some brisket with a donut sounds all right.
Like you've had a bacon donut, haven't you?
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Same
sweet
principle.
And savory, you know, you get it. It merges
but
it
that's
together.
It. You're not putting barbecue...
No, this is like I don't
Carolina
know.
White sauce. Can you imagine putting that on donut?
Yes, I'm guessing.
No.
Yeah, it's an amazing world we live in when people can get everything they want at a baseball game like that. Because you can sit there and you can watch the game online. You can do interact. You can watch balls and strikes in real time with this ABS system.
Yeah, right.
While eating a Fruity Pebbles donut dunked in a brisket. That's a wonderful day. I gotta say that really does, as much as that is over the top, that does make
over
my love.
Over the top. That's not just over the top. That is
a Royal Rumble of.
It's like launching it into space over the stadium over the top.
It does just inspire me to try to make one of these in my own restauranting day to day. Okay. I mean, I'm down.
I still haven't set up our Facebook page. So maybe we should do that with that.
Can we please? Can we work on that? I'm actually super, super interested in knocking that out.
I know you're not a social media guy.
I'm not, but you know, I like doing fun stuff. I like, you know, I got some kids who are asking me if I'm on Facebook. Which, you know.
You are.
I am, but is this paid? They were asking because they wanted to brag about us.
Now there's pressure.
You know what I'm saying? There really is.
Okay. What else you got?
What else do we have?
You want to talk football?
I mean, give me a little things. Roundup in football. This is your wheelhouse right now. I know it's the real low.
Yeah, like 20 days away from the draft.
If there was a real ebb in the NFL calendar, it's now. It's a month before the draft because no trades are being made. No free agents are really being signed.
Well, there was.
We're going to get your hero, your favorite franchise's best quarterback of all time, franchise changing Kirk Cousins. Is he going? Where's he playing? Where's he playing next year, guy? Is he coming back to? No, you're going to let me cover that.
Yes, yes. It was actually a good move.
Correct. It.
For him, I mean, I don't
and
know.
And for the Raiders, too,
I mean,
honestly.
For the Raiders. So the Las Vegas Raiders signed him to a guaranteed, well, it's a weird contract.
Yes.
Technically, it was for 5 years for $172 million. But this first year, he gets signed. Vegas is playing him 1.7-ish, 8-ish.
Yes, and then Atlanta's paying the rest.
What brings it up to, he'll end up with like $20 million this year.
Yeah, way to go, Kurt.
Which, after he gets the last check for this season, that'll push him into the number two spot for the most earnings by a quarterback. Only to be topped by Matthew Stafford.
I love that list. That list of the
Tom
highest
Brady
paid quarterbacks.
Is currently number two.
Yeah, and he hasn't played in 5 years. That's amazing. The longevity of Tom Brady to play for 22 or 23 years at a high level where he was getting a guaranteed deal for the last 20 years that he was in the league.
Sure.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford is number one on that list because Matthew Stafford came into the league at just the right time when the number one pick was making the most money of...
Oh...